Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Omid Aleph. We are on the third volume of Mishnah Brura, beginning Simin Shin Lamed Vav, which deals with the halachos Emutu Lelech Agabe Hoasavim V'chein Be'ilam. Can you walk on grass or climb a tree on Shabbos? The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Ein Olim Be'ilam, you're not allowed to go climb up on a tree, you can't go into a tree, whether the tree Ben Lach, Ben Yavish, whether it's a moist tree or whether it's a dried out tree. The Ein Nitlinbo, you're not allowed to hang from this tree. Ve'mishtamshim B'mechubel Lakarka Klali, you're not allowed to go and use this tree anyway while it's connected to the ground still, while it's still attached to the ground. Why? Gezeiro Shemayala Vyidlosh. The rabbis instituted over here a rabbinical decree that if we allow you to go up on the tree, use the tree, hang from the tree in any way, you may come to go and pull off something from the tree, which would be an Issur Daraisa. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Aleph explains, Va'afilu im kvar nis yabesh legamri, even if the tree is totally dried up, shein bo shum lachluchis klal, and there's nothing moist left in the tree, it's a totally dead tree, v'gam nashu olav, and all the leaves have fallen off, v'yanofu v'peiros, all the branches have come off, all the fruits come off, so there's really nothing you could pull off this tree. Nevertheless, d'lo shayach bo achakach shum kashash tlisha, even though there is no concern whatsoever in this tree that you're going to pull something off, nevertheless, afilu hochi osur b'chol gavne, the rabbis forbade you to go up on this tree in any of the circumstances we just described, to hang on it, to go up on it, to use it. Mishum siyog v'gadir. This is a fence around this, and to protect us from Rechmanu Litzlan going and pulling something off another tree that there is something to pull off of. Dear Shu, footnote number one brings down v'af eich sheniktzas kulo, even a tree that has totally been cut. And the only thing left is the trunk. Hayonik miakarko. The only thing left is the trunk that's getting nourishment from the ground. V'yaduhu liyeshiva, and you set this trunk just for sitting upon. So nevertheless, the Shalus Achuvas Arlusion brings down, also Lashevis Lov Shabbos. If it's above 3 Tvachim above the ground, you're not allowed to sit on this tree trunk, the stump on Shabbos, because Adayin Nechshav Ke'ilan, it's still considered a tree, and this Gezerah for the rabbis still takes effect. Now, this is supposed to the Arach HaShulchan. The Arach HaShulchan was Matir Lishtamesh B'Shorish Shel Ilan Sheniktzas B'Ofen Zeh. He would allow you to go and use a stump over here, even if it was above 3 Tvachim above the ground. That is a more lenient opinion. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh mekilin bazeh b'mosachama. There are those that are lenient during the summer days. Shemin kalako shu yavish. It's clear that the tree is dry, and if you're climbing up in the tree or using the tree, that you're not using it to pull anything down. There's no concern that you'll pull anything down. So he brings this opinion down in the Shaarat Zion Os Beis, and then we El Yerabba, and then we come and reshown him that hold like over here the Rush and the Tur that are makel. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Beis, you're not allowed to hang from this tree as well. V'adin de'ein nish'anin, you're not allowed to even lean on the tree, nismachem bo, or be supported by it in any way, based upon the Gemara. Sif Karn Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'einish tamshin, you're not allowed to use this tree in any way, shape, or form. For example, kagon laniyah chefetz alilun, you can't put some item on top of this tree. O lahori deis adavim me'ilun, or to take some item off this tree. O likshor bo behemo, or to tie an animal to this tree. V'chayotzi v'zeh, or anything similar to this. You're not allowed to use the tree. He brings this down in the name of Achronim. The issue footnote number two adds, even if it's Litzorech Mitzvah, for example, in Rosh Hashanah, you have a shofar in the tree, nevertheless, we'll learn in the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Simin Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, Ein Olim Alo Ilan, you're not allowed to go up on the tree, even to get the shofar. However, here you would be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go get the shofar for you, because this would be a Shvus de Shvus, asking the non-Jewish person is only a Dindar Rabbanon, to go up on the tree is only a Dindar Rabbanon, and B'mokah Mitzvah, that is permitted. Likewise, if you have a sukkah that is on top of the tree or leaning on the tree, also lalos elab yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to use it on the days of yontif where a melacha is. Also, you could use it on Chol HaMoed, because also lishtamis b'yontif b'mechubi, you can't use anything attached to the ground on yontif or Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Dalet says, if it's mechubi lekarka, all these rules apply. V'davka begavah min aretz shlosha tefachim u'dekamon. As I've already mentioned, and as we'll see later on, this is only if it's more than 3 tefachim above the ground. We have a rule that there is a principle that anything within 3 tefachim of the ground, we consider it as if it's on the ground itself. This is the source, for example, for an ovel who's allowed to sit on a low seat, because we consider that low seat that's less than 3 tefachim of the ground as if he's sitting directly on the ground itself, and we'll learn this halach a little bit more momentarily. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karn Hay writes, the reason is because Shema Yalavi Yitlosh, you may go and climb up on the tree and then take something off it. You may bring off olim, leaves, or anothim, or branches from it, or peros, or fruit, v'yiskavi l'toshim, and you'll want to take them off, and you'll forget. You'll be over in Issur Doraisa and Chayav Chatos. The issue footnote number three brings down how much is considered taking off leaves over here. So the Rambam brings down, Im tzarech lehem lebehema shiruhu kimlo pihagdi. If you're taking off to feed an animal, so it's the amount that would go into the mouth of a goat. If you're doing preparing it for burning. It would be the amount that would go and be needed to go and cook an egg, a chicken's egg. If it's pruning the tree, so that's the amount that's necessary to maintain the tree's vitality. And then the Shevet HaLevi brings down, Shemashma midivri harishonim, she'en lekach shir v'chai v'koshu. Rav Ozer Zatzal disagrees and says over here that any amount is considered usur. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, Hatolish biyodo me'amuchubar, dover shadaku b'tlisha. If you go and remove something over here from the tree that normally is taken off from the tree. So the egg letal brings down, in the name of the Orzeruah, Shechayev mishum avalocha. This is actually an avalocha. However, the Rambam, according to the Tzofnas Paneach, says this would be a tolda. Nevertheless, it would be an Issa deraisa, according to both of them. Mechaba continues and he writes, Ola be'ilon b'shabbos. If you did go, in fact, up on the tree, you're not allowed to, but you did it. So b'shogig, if you went up accidentally, muto leirid. If you didn't know, for example, you're not allowed to go up, so now you're allowed to come down. The Mishmur explains, afogav de'berida zumishtames be'ilon. Even though as you come down, when you're moving down the tree, you're using the tree. So one might have said, no, we make you stay up there because you shouldn't be using the tree. Nevertheless, alpha pikein in lesser love, we don't ask the guy to come down. The gam bishivaso mishtamishu, because we could actually argue that even if he's just sitting on the tree, he's also using the tree. So it's better that he come down and use the tree for another half a minute and then not use it at all, rather than stay up there the rest of Shabbos and use it the entire time. However, that's if he did a bishogeg. B'mezid, if he intentionally went up there, I know it's Shabbos, I know the halacha, I'm going up there anyway. Also, Larry, then the rabbis canceled him and said he's not allowed to come down from this tree on Shabbos. The Mishmur explains, Ad Matzi Shabbos, of course, after Shabbos he can come down. The Kansina Le, because we punish him, we give him a knas over here not to let him come down because he went up on purpose. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, however, if he were to jump down in one fell swoop, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that would be better, because every second that he's doing yeshiva, when he's sitting on the tree, it's actually usur, and therefore it would be preferable for him to just jump right down, even though in this fashion he's using the tree just for a second to jump down, that would be preferable over here than staying up there the entire time on the tree. As he's staying up in the tree, Himastam is going to move a little bit, and therefore he'll be using the tree each movement that he makes. Mechaba continues and he writes, Vim olam mi bojom. If you went up on the tree on Friday afternoon, then b'chol gavne, under all circumstances, b'shogig or b'mezid, mutter leired me shechashecha. He would be allowed to come down on Friday night after it's dark, after it's Shabbos already. The Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Ches, b'chol gavne, in any circumstances, pirish. Bein ola al das leired, kodem chashecha. This means if he went up with the intention to come down before it's dark and something prevented him from doing so, b'chosh chalo, kodem shehispik leired, and somehow it got dark before he realized, and now he's up there on Shabbos. Bein ola al das leishiv shom Shabbos. So whether he went up there on Friday with the intention to stay up there all Shabbos long. In this situation, the Mechaber said, Mutu leired mishecha shecha, he can come down even after dark. And the Mishabur explains the Sivkot and Tess, Avo gav diosa lalos afilo me erev Shabbos adaita de leisiv shom. Even though you're not allowed to go up on a tree on erev Shabbos with the understanding that you'll stay up there in the tree on Shabbos, do al kol ponim mishtamish b'ilon b'shivaso, because every second that you're using the tree on Shabbos, that would be an iser derabbanon. Nevertheless, afilo hochilo kinosu, the rabbis didn't institute a knas, a penalty on you to make you stay up there. The b'shas eliyoso olabahat, because there's no knas over here, because at the time you went up on Friday afternoon, it was absolutely permissible for you to do so. However, now the Mechaber brings down a shita in the name of the Rav HaMagid, the Yesh Omrim. This opinion says, the only time the rabbis allowed you to come down was if you went up Friday afternoon with the intention to come down before it's Shabbos. But if you went up Friday afternoon and you plan to stay up there after Shabbos, then the rabbis did institute a knas according to this opinion of the Magid Mishnah. Since you were going to sit there in Issa, so the rabbis canceled you and didn't let you come down. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud explains, Ulinin Halach, how do we passing over here? Kaim Alon Kisar Rishonu. We passing like the first opinion, not like the Magid Mishnah, but we passing like the opinion that says you can come down even if your intention was when you went up there Friday afternoon to stay up there on Shabbos. Now the Ramah adds, he says, Hagah, V'davka Odom Sha'olo Sham. We're talking here about if a person goes up on the tree, then all of these dinim apply. Abolam Hiniach Sham Chayfetz Mibodjom. But if you put up on the tree some item of yours and you put it up on the tree on Friday afternoon, also, litlo misham b'Shabbos, then you're not allowed to take it down on Shabbos. You, if went up there on erev Shabbos, are allowed to come down. But the Magid Mishnah brings down that if you put an item up there on erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it down on Shabbos. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, the gam bishivaso alo ilan osa iser, because when a person goes up there, every single second that he's sitting up in the tree on Shabbos, he's performing an iser derabbanan. So therefore, the rabbis allowed you to come down, according to the lenient opinion that says, if you went up there before Shabbos, you can come down no matter what. But that's when the person would have an iss of sitting up there all Shabbos long. But in Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shein iss of yos kelim munachem mi'atzmo al dover amuchub b'Shabbos. There is absolutely no iss whatsoever to have your item. Let's say you put a bag up there, so you put the bag up there on erev Shabbos. That's perfectly permissible, and there's no iss of shvisas eitzo. There's no sin over here in putting something on a tree. You're not mechuyev to make your tree rest, so to say. You're allowed to put a package up on a tree. And therefore, ubinatilaso, if you were to take this package down on Shabbos, mishtamishu be'ilan. That's considered using the tree, and therefore it's not allowed to take it down. And the reason why the rabbis forbade you to take it off the tree on Shabbos, that's called using the tree, because you very easily come, if you're allowed to take it down, to lean on the tree, over on one of the branches over here, and that's not allowed because of the rabbinical decree. And therefore, the Mishmur continues, and he says, any part of the tree that's more than three tvachim above the ground, that's considered separate from the ground, and the rabbis instituted the gzeira in this situation. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da'ad afa pikein also l'niach b'erev Shabbos alu ilam kelim hamutarim lo l'shtamis b'Shabbos." The rabbis forbade you to go put up on a tree on erev Shabbos kelim that you'll need on Shabbos, because the mitoch shu mishtamish b'hem, since they're regularly used on Shabbos, you're going to forget, and also you'll read them in ilam b'Shabbos. You may come to take them off on Shabbos. U'kidileah b'simin reish ayin zayin, where we forbade you to do this. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if your talis gets stuck in a tree, your garment over here, it's lav davka, talis means a talis, like we call a talis, but it means a garment. So Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet Halevi, brings down mutur la sirimene. You'd be allowed to detach it from the tree. Ba'ofen shein chashash shema yalabilan, in a way that will not be at all concerned that you're going to climb up on the tree. For example, be'ilon she'eno gavoy yutvachem, the tree is a very small tree, there's no way you'll climb up on the tree, you can easily release your garment. Why you're allowed to do this? Shekeva shenitvesu be'ilon neged ritzono shebalal, because you didn't want your garment to be caught in the tree. That's not considered that you're using the tree when you loosen the garment from it. And in ein lachos shema yovo lishon al ilan, we're not concerned you go lean on the tree in this situation. Shekeva shelo nitvesu shomidato, you didn't do this intentionally to have it caught in the tree, and you can take it off easily without great difficulty. So it's not considered over here that you're using the tree. What happens if a ball gets stuck in the tree? So the balls, kids are playing with the ball, it gets stuck on the tree up on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, "Im nofal lachevitz meo ilon." If the ball comes down from the tree, mutar l'tiltalo, you are allowed to move it. Kiven shelo yosham b'dein hashmashos. It's not considered that it's muktzah. It wasn't up on the tree at the start of Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. V'yav shelagabi ofos shayu al ilon meyav Shabbos v'nafu v'menu. The Shita Mukubetza says, "Asur mehe b'tiltal." If birds were up on the tree before Shabbos, they are considered muktzah. So Shlomo Zalman explains the distinction over here. Ha'ofos birds are very commonly found in a nest, and therefore the rabbis forbade you to go and move them on Shabbos, because we're concerned that you may then go up on the tree to take them off. The issue, footnote number 7, in the second paragraph says, if you have a chayfetz, she'ein miskavim losirum yagabi ilan, some item that you have on the tree, you had no intention of using it on Shabbos, and not to get any benefit from it on Shabbos. So in this situation, where Shlomo Zalman says, mutar l'nicho alo ilan nebojom, there's no problem, there's no prohibition in putting such an item on the tree before Shabbos. Shari lo motzinu isa lit lo sal al ilan nebojom. The rabbis never forbade you to put a basket on a tree, as long as you're not planning on using it. Likewise, lo motzinu chiev lahorid, it's called a chafetzin meho ilanos nebojom. The rabbis never instituted that you have to go and clear your trees from anything of yours in them. Shlomo Zalman says it's only things dafko b'dvarim sheregilim l'shtamish b'hen tamid. It's only things that you're regularly going to use that the rabbis didn't you allow to put them up there erev Shabbos, or they made you take them down because there's a high likelihood that you use them on Shabbos. But for things that you're not planning on using on Shabbos, it's not a problem. The remark continues and he writes, v'chol zeh b'ilon v'chayotzi bo. We're talking here about a tree or anything like a tree. However, other growths from the ground, for example, avokonim, reeds, harakim, thin reeds, kiyerek, they're considered like vegetables, and mutur lishtamish b'hem, you technically are allowed to use them on Shabbos, not allowed to uproot them, but you're allowed to use them as long as you don't uproot them. Afal pishim mechubar mekaka, even though they're attached still to the ground, they ain't usur lishtamish b'yerek. There is no prohibition that the rabbis instituted in terms of touching things that are attached to the ground, like vegetables. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says anything like a tree, v'chayotze bo. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Sivkot Yud Gimel means over here konim, reeds, okundasim, repos, shem koshim, that are hard, as opposed to what the Ramah tells us over here, konim harakim kiyerek, if things are soft like a vegetable. Sivkot Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains, b'har b'poskim sovrim shakonim hasuyim liskashos, if they're soft now but they're going to eventually get hard, then even when they're soft, afilu b'rakusan harim ki ilon v'osr, then they're considered like a tree and you're not allowed to go and touch them or use used them. Lahutar, the only ones that are permitted, Elakonim Hagdalim Bagam, are the reeds that are growing in a swamp. She'enam is kashim leolim, they never get hard. Aviluhem Gedolim Yosem Mishlosha Tvachim, and you're allowed to use them even if they're higher than three Tvachim above the ground. The Dirsha footnote number 8 brings down that when we're talking about these rakim reeds over here that are like a vegetable, they're very, very, very thin and soft. So the Ramah continues and he says, these types of very thin reeds are allowed to be used. Mutu lishtamish pen, afa bishim mechur mekarki, even though they're attached to the ground. Why? They ain't also lishtamish biyar, because the rabbis never instituted over here any iser of using a vegetable. The Mishnah explains this if cut in tesvav, the bechlal asovim heim, they're like grass. Uba asovim lagozu, the rabbis never forbade you to walk on grass or to touch grass on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, v'chein legabe hanitzrach l'nekovav, if somebody needs to go to the bathroom, the only thing that are available there are grasses, so he's not allowed to detach them, but he'd be allowed to go and use them while they're attached to the ground. There is no iser over here to use them. And this has been explained, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Kimavur b'Siv Gimel, as we will explain this in Siv Gimel, this brought down by the Ritva. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, because of our poskim, the poskim writes, Afa pikein also lishtamesh bekilchei kruv udalas. He's still not allowed to use over here the stalks of a cabbage or of a gourd. V'afa gav de gabi yerek logos ruchachom. Why not? The rabbis didn't institute a gzera over here with vegetables. Shiny hacha, these are different, shem kashim, because they're very hard, and therefore you may come to climb on them and use them. V'od, furthermore, the libesov, at the end, is kashim and nasim kates, they become just like a tree, and therefore this prohibition of the rabbinical decree was in them as well. And that's from the Gwaran Chulin. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'da, da taz cholik al Ramah, the taz disagrees with this opinion of the Ramah, the hel el isa b'konim v'rek. He doesn't permit you to go use these soft reeds over here that are, treat them like vegetables. The kosav shekei muchach loshon Rambam v'shulchan aruch le'el b'resha sif. He says that this is the opinion as well, that you can't use them according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch earlier in this sif. Sha'acha shezochar techila din ilan, because after he mentions the din of the tree, kosav e'mishtam shem b'ruchubr l'karkar klal. He says you're not allowed to use anything at all klal attached to the ground. And miloshon zeh mashma l'chlol gam yerek b'konon rakim. He says that this includes also the reeds over here that are soft. And this is also the opinion of the Bach, v'hina Bach machmer b'zeh. However, Abba b'seif al yirabba, he sigal zeh, he disagrees, v'hevi mikama rishonin, the pasuk karamah, they all pasuk like the Ramah, the lenient opinion over here. And that which he alluded, that the Rambam holds like this as well, he says that's not a raya. The koyah kol al ilon hamuskor mikodem. He says that only goes on a tree and not on these soft reeds or vegetables. When he says the words klal, it means even if the tree is totally dried up, shein olav shum olim vanofim, has no leaves or branches on it, the lo shayach b'zeh shemo yitlosh, and there's no concern at all, you'll pull something off from it. Nevertheless, afilu hochi osir. That's what the Rambam means when he says karka klal, b'mechobar l'karka klal. But it's only if the reed is very soft, like a vegetable. But if the reed is hard, even if it's not as hard as a tree, you're not allowed to use it at all. You can't take anything from it. Because it's very easy to break when you're using it. The Tosef Shabbos also takes the lenient opinion over here, depending on whether it's at all possible to get hard. Ladina, Kamosha Hetik Ramah, the Chayodim also passes here like the more lenient opinion of the Ramah, and he brings it the Ritva also holds like this, Behevi Shigama Ritva Kosev Kain, Udelo Kitaz, not like the Taz is more Machmer opinion. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shor She Ilon Hagavoyim in Orich Shlosha Tvachim. If you have the roots of a tree that are three Tvachim above the ground, they come out of the ground and they rise more than three Tvachim in the air, a Tafach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, so we're talking about a little bit less than a foot above the ground. So if they go above this three Tvachim, also Lishtamish Bem, they have the same status as a tree, and you're not allowed to use these roots at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kon Tezayin, Sheyotim in Akarkav in Yerim, these roots go up from the ground and they're visible, Kimo Bilonos Haskanim, like an old tree often has these roots that go up. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotn Yud Zayin says, then you're not allowed to use this. Also, lishtamish v'afal gad l'hochalo shayach kulihai shem yitlosh. Here, there's no concern you're going to take anything off it. It's just the root. Nevertheless, afil hochi gozu bo chacham. The rabbi said, lo plug across the board. However, the Mechaber says, pachos mikan, if it's less than three tefachim above the ground, mutu lishtamish bem, then you are allowed to use it. The Mishnah Berurah explains, v'wadin onav shalilin, same thing would be a branch of the tree, im hu samuch lekarka, if it's closer to the ground underneath three tvachim, pachos mishlosha tvachim, then it's considered like the ground. This is the principle of lavud. Anything within three tvachim of the ground is considered like it's on the ground. As the Mechaber tells us, the karka chashivi. We consider it like karka. And the Shibur Sivkan Yotes explains, v'shari leishvaleim, you'd love to sit on this. And certainly a yerek, shein gavosh, shol shetzvachim v'badimotu, certainly it's considered on the ground, v'chein ilon katun, a very small tree, or bo peros, yagdes, v'chadome, has little fruits on it. Nevertheless, as long as it's within three tvachim of the ground, you're allowed to use it. However, others say the opposite, v'yesh amal lehefach, that if it has fruits on it, no matter what, you're not allowed to use it, even if it's less than three tvachim above the ground. And if the vegetable is edible, even if it's less than three tvachim of the ground, you wouldn't be allowed to use it based upon the Prima Gadim. With this, we conclude today's shir.